Lechem sweet is friends, the shir should be a special schus for Chayuchem Fegwatz, who not responsible for Nuvim Elea. It says in the Mishnah in Parakama that you don't have to pay Nezek for Nechasim for that have Me'ilah, only if Ain Ben Me'ilah. If there's no Me'ilah, then you have to pay. And the Gemara says this includes that there's no Me'ilah, but it is Hekdesh. And who's the Tana that says this, that you have to pay for damages, even though it's Hekdesh? So the Gemara says it's Rabbi Yochanan says it's talking about Kochim Kalim. And Adib Rabbi Yosei Aglili, then Ramam and Bailim. He follows the opinion of Yosei Aglili, who says that Kochim Kalim, Ramam and Bailim. And since it's Ramam and Bailim, so it's considered Shoreyeu. Ashi, Shoreyeu Karimbu, it's called Shoreyeu. Because it's mom and bam, it's your friend's shore. And we know that by Kochim Kalim there's no Me'ilah. Sanya. We learned in a Braisa, Mola Mal Bashem. The person sins and commits treachery against Hashem by lying to his fellow. What does he have to do? He falsely denies a claim made against him by his fellow and swears to that false claim. So when he admits his guilt, he has to pay, plus a fifth, plus an ashem. So it says against Hashem, umal amal bashem. That includes kochim kalim shem emona. This includes kochim kalim that are his mammon. And since Kochim Kalim are his mammon, and the pasuk says for kichesh ba'amito, so on one hand we have kichesh ba'amito, so it has to belong to your friend, but it also says in mola mal bashem, and that would come to include then Kochim Kalim. So on one hand it's mimono, so it's ba'amito, it's your friend. The other hand it's bashem, because it's kochim. So we're holding right now in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Aglili is of the opinion that Kochim Kalim are your mammon, and therefore one has to bring a carbon if he swears falsely about this Hekdesh property against his friend. Since it belongs to his friends, so you're also chayv when you're mazik. When you do nezek to your friends kochim kalim, since it's mamon bailim, you have to pay. Because we said miilu the last boar mikshi kochi. There's no miilu, but it's kochim. In other words, by kochim kalim, it's miilu the moment they're hektish. But kochi kochim. By kochim kalim, it's only miilu after the shechita and the Zrikas Adam. So then there's Me'ilah Ne'emurim, like Rashi says in here from the Mishnah Me'ilah Zayin on the base. So there's going to be a payment of damages because it's Mammon Bailim. So it's damaging your friend's ox. It's your friends. And we see this by the fact that there's a chiyuv korban shvua by kochim kalim. So on one hand, it's v'kichesh ba'amito. On the other hand, it's malam al b'ashem. It's your friend, but it's also Hashem's, because it's kochim, but it's your friends, because it's mom and bailim. Mara says, yeah, but this doesn't work with the Mishnah. Makadish b'chal kol bein v'kochim kochim bein v'kochim kalim ena makudeshes. If you betroth the woman your portion of a sacrifice, whether it's kochim kalim or kochim kalim, it's not mikudeshes. This is not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He said Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that kochim kalim are the property of the possessor. So you should be able to be mekadesh with kachim kalim. Answers the Gemara, no. Even if you say to one of you say the kachim kalim are mum and bailin, and they're alive. But after Shechita, even Rabbi Yossi really admits that it's no longer mum and bailin. It's mamon gavoa. The kikar chunzachu, mishulchan gavoa chunzachu. La'achar shchita, now it's mishulchan gavoa. Now it belongs to Hashem. So the Mishnah that says a Mekadesh b'chelko is not Mekudeshes. That's like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. He's talking about being Mekadesh b'chelko after the animal's dead. After the animal is dead, it's Taka Mamon Gavoah. After the animal is dead, it's Taka Mamon Gavoah. And when the animal is alive, it's Mamon Bailim. So when the animal is alive, there's going to be a Chiyuv Nezek. Because it's Mamon Bailim. It's Shor Ayehu. And after the animal is dead, you can't be Mekadesh because it's no longer your Mamon. That's the Gemara. Ktsos, Sim Tavav asks, and not that it's Mashim Rabbi Yosef Glili, you're Mekadesh because you're Kalam Mechaim Mekudeshes, because it's Mamon Bailim. And the only time you're not Mekadesh is after the animal was shechted. Nechayim, you can be Mekadesh, because it's Mamon Bailim. You see in Rashi, in Pesachim Maslik says, Chof Zayin, that even B'Kachim Kalim, She'ein Bo Me'ila, the Ktsos wants to learn in Rashi, in Pesachim, that even Kachim Kalim, that don't have Me'ila, nevertheless, there's still an Isser. Still not allowed to be an ana from them. There's no mi'ila, but there's still an iser. And since it's aser v'hanoam in atoira, how is he mekadish bo is ha'isha? U'mayishnam in mekadish bo'ola v'kilei akerem. How is this different than being mekadish bo'ola v'kilei akerem? You can't be mekadish in isha. Here also, it's aser v'hanoam. See, right, there's no Me'ila according to Rashi, learns the Ktsos. But there's still going to be an Isser. So how are you allowed to be Mekadesh and Isha? That Dvorim Merapsim Ha'ikri. So kushiyat haktzotz. You can't say that Orl and Kilei HaKerem are different. The Orl and Kilei HaKerem woman doesn't have any hana, but Kachim Kalam, she is an after Shechit and Arba Avodis. You can't say that because Tosfos of the Zohar asks, B'makadish b'Orl came there from Mutarim, there is hana. And Tosfos answers, Kevin the Kedusha Kesef, Yafin Mestei Ephron, Kevin the Noroi Lekinyan, Loi Mahani B'Kedusha. In other words, right now it has to be roi. You have to be able to sell it. And this orla you can't sell now. It doesn't matter what happens afterwards. And afterwards, the hanah will be roi. So to here, right now, this kachim kalim can't be used. Kachim Kalam is Aser Bahana. Sahi Makadi Shavuot and says Aser Bahana. Gam Kasha Ikra de Milsa sends the Ktsos. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Domer Umala Mal Bashem, the rabbis Kachim Kalim. Kasha, Lama Yischaiv Bikfiroso. Yossi Aglili says, Umala Mal Bashem includes Kachim Kalim, that if one denies that he's holding on to his friend's Kachim, friend gave him a Bikadon, he denies that he received it, that it's from his friend, and it's Kachim. So afterwards, if he admits that he lied, he swore falsely, he has to bring a carbon, pay chomish, etc. So why should he be chayv b'kfirasa? Kevin shemechayim aser b'hana. Since mechayim, it's aser b'hana, according to Rashi, as Lixos understands it, it's not considered kfiras mamon. You only chayv your kofir mamon. But here there's no kfiras mamon because it's aser b'hana mechayim. B'chein kasha, we also have a gemara later on in Gimel or Aleph. Gemara says that if shlamim sheiziku goyvim b'besorah, if a shlamim acts, that is a tam damages, the damaged party collects his half damages from the ox's meat, the portion of the shlamim eaten by the owner. He doesn't collect from the fats of the shlamim which are sacrificed upon the altar, the emuvim. And the question is, how can the Baalim be mischayev on mammon of isurei hana'a? How can you be obligated to pay for damage done by your animal that's aser b'hana'a? So those are the Ktzos's questions, and the Ktzos lives with the Tzarchim. I will note, I keep stressing, that's the way the Ktzos learns in Rashi. You don't really have to learn that way in Rashi. You can learn it's Mutter Bana, but Ktzos learns that according to Rashi, it's Aser Bana. There's no Mila, but it's Aser Bana. So Mareinu V'Rabbeinu, HaGoyin Rav Nosson Zatzal, is Miyashiv, that even if we say that Shlomim, even if you're not Moel, they're Aser Bana in the Torah, and that's Taka, what Tosis says in Nazir Chof Dalad Amid Beis, Divir Matzah Shalach, and Shita Mukubetz, Menachos Dalad Amid Beis, Hashem Tosis, that it's Asa Mishum Bal Yachel. And now, like it would appear from Rashi there, Menachos, that it's only Asa Ode Rabbonon. And look in the Tosis, Yom Tif, and Me'ila Perigim, and Mishnah Beis, and there in the Tevelos Yisrael, Vein Kana Mokom Laharich Bezeh. Very interesting Shaila, this is very Shaila. Or Shlomo Maser Bana Min HaTorah, or Shlomo Maser Bana with the Rabbanon, or Shlomo Maser Bana at all. Nevertheless, it would appear that Kachim Kalim are not together in Suri Hana, to the extent that we would say that you can't be Makadish and Isha, or Paka Kinyan Mimenu, and he doesn't have a Kinyan anymore. That since this carbon, the Baalim is going to be Miskapir with this carbon, there's no greater Hana than this. Like we see in Chulin, Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, Ayin Sham, Kevin the Kanya Lekapara, Kedidei Dam, he says, Kanya Lekapara, it's like it's his. The fact that it's going to be Lekapara makes it his, it's great Hana. And also we see in Gittin, 53a, Akonet Shepiglu Bamikdash, Mizitim Chayovim, Rashi Sechevim Shalom Demeim, if they were Mephagel, if according to Mephagel, the Mezid, they have to pay. Medarf Tzolim, Im Tzichim Lashalem. Lama? Because the Baalim have to bring another carbon because of the coin's pickle. And even if it's in a dava, so it's difficult for the owner that his carbon wasn't brought. He wanted to bring a gift. So the Kohanim have to pay. Ayin Sham. Giving them Gimel and Aleph in Rashi. And when they were mafsed him this schus, they have to pay. Even in a dava. So therefore, you see, this is a schus mamen that you have to pay for. So it makes sense you could be Makadish and Isha. Masha asur behanoe is hanoas chulin. But he has hanoas kapara. It's not like oil and kilei akerim that aren't royal to shuman now. Taisan avoy dezora samach beizam and aleph writes the oil of kilei akerim and don't stay efron dahani loydami lekicha the stay efron shavoy liknas boi chayvitz oil lishar hanos. So Taisan daik to say that if it's royal lishar hanos, it's considered doimel stay efron, even if it's not royal liknas boi chayvitz. Kachim kalam royal lishar hanos, hanos kapara, and therefore it's doimel stay efron. And since there's hanos kapara, it's his. And it's enough his that he can sell the basar. Shari kinyanu. It's his kinyan. And the mele can be makadish and isha bibsara. He's moicher the basar to Muris HaKadosh, and it's doing me to stay Ephraim. And not that by kochi kochim, he can't be makadish. Even though here also he has hanos kapara. Can't compare. Because daf kochim kalim, that be'etzim it's mom and bailim. You just want to be mafkiyid and say, no, but it's aser banas chulim. So now we say, no, I know it's kapara is enough. My shaking kachim is not his moment at all. Nothing to start with. Not his moment. Doesn't matter that he's an as kapara. An as kapara only come out to after if it's his moment. His man's moment not. That's gavaldic. No, that answers Tosis cash. That answers Tosis cashes. So it's about how you marry the woman with this kachim. I it's kachim kalim. I it's aser banah. The answer is no. You're getting hana. An as kapara. That's enough hana. You can be mekadesh a woman with it. It's yours, it's mom and bailim. And it's royal hanos kapara. So it's like stay Ephraim. But it's royal hana, and therefore you can be mekadesh a woman. You can be mekadesh an isha with it. Because he has some level of hana in it. Not stam hanos chulin, but he has hanos kapara. And that hanos kapara is enough to be mekadesh an isha. And kachim kachim not, because it's not mamona b'chol. We find in Bava Kama that in the fine Vav that by Kiddush Saguf we say that Meikala Torah de Ruvain, that originally it's the shore of Ruvain, the Hashta Torah de Ruvain, and it's still the shore of Ruvain. So Chora, what are we saying? We're saying that it's still his, he should be able to Mekadishim with Kachay Kachim. It's Meikala Torah de Ruvain. Now it's also Torah de Ruvain. Still a shore of Reuven. The answer is that you're right. It's still called Al Shem Abaylam, but it doesn't belong to the Bible. It's not Memoinai, and it's not Bershusa. And therefore, Taisu says there, the Maraskal Bahashta, the Kachim is Beach, it's called Al Shem Abaylam, it's called the Shore of Ruvain. But still a Shinu Rishus, it's still going to the Rishus of Hekdesh. So it's really not his Maman. Kachikalam is not Kachim, Kachim is not your Maman. It's not Bershusa, you can't be Makadish woman. Which is, as far as Mechira goes, it's not called a Mecher. Like Rashi there says, Avamachul Hashanai knows why aren't you chayiv dalet v'hei if you're makdishit? Why isn't that like a mecher? Because the answer is Avamachul Hashanai madain shem makdish olav. It still has shem makdish. It's called Lashapon. It's called olav plon. And it means that he's not chayiv v'tavach omachor unless he's macher kederach mechira. That it's not called Hashem amocher. It's still called Hashem amocher. But it doesn't mean that it's mamish yours. It belongs to hekdish. It's just called Hashem amocher. But the linyan kedushin, it doesn't work. There you need it to like stay off, and it's mamish shalom b'rishusa. V'kedusha kedusha saguf. It's lav shalom. So, anyway, we Baruch Hashem answer the kashya of Tosis, that out of the Tos, why if it's aser b'hana, you mean mekadesh? The answer is Because there's a heter on him. You have an os kapara. And he asked, Umalam al Bashem the rabbis kachim kalim. Why does that include Shavuos v'kodem include kachim kalim? Mechayim it's Aser Bahano. The answer is again, there is another, there's an os kapara. And that's why Shlomo Shezik, which go from the Bisaron, not Mamish Maman of Isurei Hana, because there is some element of Hana there. There's Hanas Kapara, there's Hanas, and then the Melee can be Mekadish and Isha. Okay, Ish Laharich Bezem Eod, Ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Hopefully we'll revisit this, because there's so much to talk about. So much to talk about. Asach, Asach, Tzuredin. So, Bezerat Hashem, ורצון שנחזור ונשנה פרק זה, ונראה נפלאות רבות וגדלות מתורת השם, ואני מודה לכם מאוד שהקשבתם. שלום שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי.